if the law only accuses, then it cannot act as a guide or a rule. Then people cannot say with David, "Oh Lord, how I love your law," because the law only accuses. Now, these places where Melanchthon says that the law only accuses, he's talking about his adversaries, the Roman Catholic theologians there at the Diet of Augsburg. He's talking about their kind of preaching in which they omit the gospel, in which they preach only the law. And time and again, he says that to the law there must be added the gospel. And when the gospel is added, then the law becomes something that is joyful, something that Christians love. This is Apology, Article 4, Paragraph 257. If our opponents exclude the gospel of Christ from the preaching of penitence, they deserve to be regarded as blasphemers against Christ. Every time where he says that the law only accuses, it's always when the law is taken alone, by itself, without the gospel.